many people come to Prague, especially for the Prague Spring Music Festival, to hear some of the world's best musicians perform. You imagine them practicing hours on end to achieve such perfection. But you'd know there's a whole different side to these virtuosos if you could only see them playing football. On Sunday, members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra face the Czech Radio Symphony in a five-a-side football friendly in Prague's Hans Balka district. Jan Wellinger was there.
Sunday 11 a.m. saw the kickoff on a small pitch in Prague 6 between members of the BBC and Czech Radio Symphony Orchestras, a game which pinned trombone and trumpet against the string section. Not a virtuoso performance, certainly, but not without some finesse. Ahead of the game, I spoke to Alex Neal of the BBC.
I'm the co-principal percussion in the BBC Symphony Orchestra, and I'm just looking forward to being able to stay on my feet, really. I think the opposition are in a bit of trouble, actually, before we start.
Who are you supporting today?
In today's Czech game? Republic, definitely.
Do you
our
think
team. Czech Republic as well. Yeah, our team.
How does the match play out? The BBC's players really dominate in the first minutes, firing a barrage of shots at the Czech keeper. A viola player, I think. He stretches himself to the limit. The score remains 0-0, but even so, the artistic head of the Czech Symphony Orchestra, Jan Simon, is visibly nervous.
Let's see what happens in 20 minutes.
The keeper did make a very good stop, though.
Yeah, so very professional. Very professional, I appreciate that. And maybe next month he gets
a bonus.
Bravo! Assam!
Suddenly, drama. One of the BBC players sends a long ball over the fence. To everyone's surprise, it bounces off a nearby roof, and suddenly it's back on the field with the BBC moving up. Smooth. Very smooth. But the game is still scoreless. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the Czechs hit the back of the net in the final minutes of the first half. 1-0. Things get even more dramatic in the second. Play after play, the Czechs gain in confidence and set up one chance after another. By the end of the game, the score is 5-1 in their favor. The BBC has scored once. Actually, not even. The BBC's Alex Neal once again.
That was an own goal, yes, from a corner. From Dave over there, he slotted it in perfectly, and the little fella just nicked it in for us, you know. So we'll take everything we can get.
Best of all, on this scorching Sunday, the game ended without any injuries, which could have complicated matters for the BBC Symphony Orchestra performing in the evening. The Czech Radio Symphony Orchestra's Jan Simon.
It was a very nice game, and what I appreciate so much is that I saw on both sides so much effort and very fair play. So I think the music has won, and this is the most important result of today's meeting of both orchestras.
The BBC Symphony Orchestra and Czech Radio's own Symphony Orchestra in football action there.